Chapter 29 Materials Lab. Callie bounced in mid-stride and gave the dolly a light kick.
You sure this is going to hold it?
Says it's rated for 800 kilos.
Is that moon weight, though?
Jake glanced at her as they continued down Celine Boulevard.
Everything up here is moon rated, you know that.
Sorry. I find myself questioning a lot of things I thought I knew.
Jake barked out a laugh. A scuff of shoes on Lunacrete made Jake grip his baseball bat before he turned. Lana caught up to them, moving down the street in long, graceful skips.
Do you need help moving it?
Maybe, Callie said.
Don't you have other stuff to do?
Lana waved the comment away.
My intern's dealing with the odd panicked citizen or tourist. I've made all the official and unofficial announcements I can. Now I'm trying to pitch in and make sure we all get through this.
So you alerted Discorp? Asked Jake.
I've added everything to the monthly report, the timeline and all the details we know to date. It's all part of the official record.
Callie brought the furniture dolly to an abrupt halt.
But have you actually spoken to them? Today?
No, but in the past 24 hours?
Look, said Lana, there's no longer any need. We have the situation under control now.
For fuck's sake, Jake said.
Callie closed her eyes and sighed.
Lana, you need to. And there's no point panicking anyone now with outdated or irrelevant information.
You need to tell them,
Callie's shout echoed across the boulevard.
They need to know what's been happening up here.
What's happening?
Lana said when the echo faded.
Is that in another 2 hours, the meteorite will be heading for the sun, and this will all be over. Then I can make a full report, tell them everything, and I'll have saved Discorp millions of euros they would have wasted prepping a rescue mission and getting it loaded on an elevator.
Jake tugged at the brim of his cap.
And if we actually need the rescue team?
Lana's smile trembled for an instant.
We've got this sorted out, Jake.
Jake shook his head and walked off. Callie made a fist, forced her fingers open, and followed him, letting the dolly drag behind her. It kept Lana a safe distance away. They reached the lab. Jake swiped his fingers across the door pad. It hissed open. They entered. Jake got on one end of a desk and dragged it away from the vault. The desk shook and rattled as it moved across the floor. A stylus bounced twice. An old flat screen tipped over. Callie slid the dolly in next to the desk, right by the vault's thick hinge. Jake nodded at the dolly.
Sure you got that?
I've got strong legs, and it's all about balance.
You sure?
I've got it.
Okay, let's rock it back, get the dolly under it.
Jake set his hands against the side of the vault. Callie braced her feet and put her hands by his, just a bit higher. They pushed. The vault didn't budge.
God damn, said Jake. Looks like we'll need you after all, Lana.
She snorted and moved in. Jake slid past Callie, put himself against the wall. They slid their hands higher on the metal panel. Lana bent her arms, Callie flexed her legs, and they all heaved. The vault didn't budge. Callie tapped the base with her boot.
Are we sure this thing isn't bolted to the floor or something?
It's just heavy, said Jake.
Technically, said Lana, it's massive. It weighs less because of the moon's gravity, but it still takes just as much energy to move it.
Jake glared at her.
Sorry, I give a lot of talks about it to school kids.
Callie lifted her tab.
Tessa or Roshan?
Yeah,
both of them chimed.
Can you come give us a hand or find us a big volunteer?
With the vault? Asked Roshan's voice.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more work than we thought,